The exhibition is objects that span the 200 years of Louisiana statehood, and each of them serves to tell a different story. We can think of the exhibition as a sort of mosaic where each little tile plays its own role, but together they serve to tell a larger story.
And you had a number of people involved with putting together this exhibition.
Normally, one or two people will serve as the curators for an exhibition. Because we wanted to really sweep the entire collection to scrutinize it, we drew in a lot of staff, over half a dozen, and some of whose normal roles are not as exhibition curators. So our registration staff, our catalogers, some of our reference staff were all involved in selecting the objects that they knew better than perhaps the curators. And the holdings of the Historic New Orleans collection are such that no one person has exhaustive knowledge of everything we had. And with that in mind, we wanted to present items that were iconic or quirky, but could tell their own story, as well as associate with larger themes in Louisiana or U.S. history.
And this is not just New Orleans history we're talking about. We're talking about the history of the entire state in this exhibit.
Yes, we did try to include in our selections things that cover the length and breadth of Louisiana as a geographic entity, as well as the 200 years. And it was not always an easy task. If we misrepresented or underrepresented some areas of the state, it's a weakness in our holdings rather than any deliberate attempt to give someone short shrift.
And these are the actual items. These aren't reproductions. These are the actual items themselves.
Yes, everything in this exhibition is as it was created. I think the final item that we show is a photograph from the 2010 oil spill, Oiled Pelicans. And so from the manuscript draft of Louisiana's Constitution in 1811 to this photograph of pelicans suffering the effects of the oil spill, we kind of have a whole variety of objects and types of issues addressed in the exhibition.
Talk about some of the more recent things that are in there.
Well, if you want to pick sort of the midpoint of this 200-year period, there's a fascinating object to me, which is a 1916 map of Louisiana published by the State Railroad Commission, which was the predecessor to the Public Service Commission that we know today. It is fascinating to look at this map and see the dozens and dozens and dozens of railroads, both large and small, that kind of create this network around Louisiana, not only passenger and freight lines, but very small rail lines, perhaps less than a mile long, that serviced sugar mills, lumber mills, different kinds of things like that. And I think that is an object that really speaks so much more about just railroads. It kind of implies the degree to which railroads define transportation, not only within the state, but across the nation. And it also prefigures the power that the Public Service Commission had in regulating all forms of commerce and utilities within the state of Louisiana. So that's one 20th century object that I think has a lot of resonance.
It had to be a lot of fun putting this together, looking at Louisiana history. You mentioned the railroad maps. Anything else really jump out at you when you were putting this together?
As I talked about, we tried to include items that were both iconic and quirky, and I suppose the Constitution could be an iconic item. Some of the more quirky things are things relating to the New Orleans Saints, whether it's a Bunny Matthews cartoon, a deck of playing cards, or a cigarette lighter that played When the Saints Go Marching In. And there's also a wonderful item that relates to the national political aspirations of Huey Long, that was a bronze medal that celebrated or perhaps commemorated an incident that Long was involved with in Long Island at a fundraiser. He apparently got into a little dust-up in the men's room at this club where he was attending an event and suffered a cut and a blackened eye. And almost immediately following this incident, a commemorative medallion was struck to celebrate this unknown assailant who had gotten one in on the kingfish, and the imagery in the metal kind of brings that out very clearly.
The exhibit is called The 18th Star, Treasures from 200 Years of Louisiana Statehood. It's on display now at the Historic New Orleans Collection on Royal Street, and will be on display through January of 2012.
Yes, January 29th, I believe, is the final day, that last Sunday in January. And the day before that, we will have our annual Williams Research Center Symposium that focuses on a broad array of topics from 200 years of Louisiana history.
John Lawrence, he's Director of Museum Programs for the Historic New Orleans Collection. John, thank you so much.
Always a pleasure to be here. Thank you.